In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So has anybody here heard this story before? A few of us, apparently. How many times have you heard this story? You know, I did not grow up in a family that attended church, in a tradition, church tradition, that met on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. We were Sundays only. But I still heard this story every year. Right? At home, we would gather in the living room on Christmas Eve with the tree and the presents unopened around the tree, and we would sit quietly and listen to this story as our parents read it to us. It's a story that many of us know well. And for many of us, it has these very clear, persistent associations, doesn't it? It brings up memories of when we've heard this before in different contexts, and the things that were happening. The Reverend Joy J. Moore says that Christmas is a time to rehearse our joy, to hear it over and over again. The same scriptures, the same stories, the same carols. We call this tradition. And tradition is important in those tough years. Right? Those years where we have difficult memories of sickness and death and loss and conflict. National difficulty or family difficulty or just personal struggles. These traditions are important because they were with us in those times of hardship. And these traditions are also important for the good years, aren't they? Those years when really great things happened. Years of marriages and births and graduations and new jobs. In the good years and in the bad years, all of the years, it's important to rehearse our joy, to make it a part of all of those years. The joys of family and friends and place. The joys of God's love for us. Now we listen to the Christmas story over and over again through the years, and sometimes it can take a little effort to bring fresh ears and to hear that this story is not all neat and tidy. Instead, as we read it, we find that it's messy and it is confusing. And it is ambiguous, just like our lives most of the time. So we have shepherds out in the field who have this bizarre vision. Who ever heard of this? And then we have Mary giving birth, as she is given to understand, to the Savior of the world. No pressure. Did you ever work in an office where one day the word came down that the far-off regional supervisor was coming to visit? Right? The person you only saw maybe once a year, once every few years, they were coming to visit and see how things were going in your office. There's a little bit of anxiety. We got to get ready. Clean up. Or maybe to make it a little more personal, you know the feeling when all of a sudden you discover that your in-laws are coming over. You want to be ready. You want to show well. There's some nervousness, even the most beloved of family. How much more when Mary is told, when the shepherds are told, God is coming to dwell among us. God is coming over. And we have 2,000 years of singing about Jesus, meek and mild. But I wonder if that's sometimes a little wishful thinking. Jesus wasn't always meek. I don't know that he was very often mild. Jesus made trouble, as some would say, good trouble. Jesus rocked the boat. He did a good enough job of it to get himself crucified. However messy and ambiguous the Christmas story may be, the point of it is pretty clear. No matter what else happens to you in your life from year to year or from day to day, no matter what you have done or even what you will do, God's love is as dependable as the hearing of this story year by year. My prayer for you is that in this new year to come, that you will gain a dramatic new insight and experience of God's presence in your life. Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of a great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. Amen.
Amen.